I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Wars always leave long legacies, but years later, when we think about the victims of war, that's when the legacy can get troubling. We've got three stories about that coming up: the visual legacy of the Holocaust, also the disputed legacy of the Armenian Genocide, but first, remembering the dead, specifically almost 400 victims of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. The Defense Department has announced plans to exhume the remains of sailors from the USS Oklahoma. That's one of the Navy ships sunk by the Japanese. The goal is to use modern DNA technology to identify who's who. Our one-man history desk, the world's Chris Wolf, keeps his eyes and ears across stories like these.
The Oklahoma was torpedoed pretty much on the opening salvo of the attack and capsized within 12 minutes. You can't imagine how terrifying that must be. A lot of guys did not get out. But the ones that did were then machine gunned in the water while they were trying to get to shore or aboard, you know, a neighboring ship. 35 were identified at the time or soon after. But then the...
Out of how many?
The nominal crew of the ship is about 1,400, but not everyone was on board at the time because no one was expecting an attack. But the ship was salvaged a year or two later, and they tried to put it back into service. It was too badly damaged, but they were able to remove the human remains, and they're all interred in mass graves in what's now the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in downtown Honolulu.
So how active have the families been over the years? They must have demanded kind of definitive answers about their loved ones who lost their lives that day.
Yeah, and the DOD says the next of kin have already started being notified that they're going to start this process. In fact, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Melinda Morgan told me, she's the spokesperson for the DOD's POW/MIA accounting agency, that really the whole thing is about the families.
You know, this mission's about the families. Not too long ago, I had a family member, not with USS Oklahoma, but another case, say to me, "You can't appreciate having a funeral until you don't have one." And this disinterment's about the families and bringing their loved ones back to them and allowing them to say their goodbyes and have a place where they can visit their loved ones as they are laid to rest.
So, obviously, the family is very interested, but the real driving force behind the Pearl Harbor operation is, in fact, a survivor himself, a guy called Ray Emery, who's now 93. He's from a different ship, but he has been campaigning for the last 30 years since he was retired for the DOD to do more to identify the remains.
I would bet in a lot of cases they're letting the next of kin know about this plan. What do they plan to do, the Pentagon, once they exhume the remains? What can be determined with 70-plus-year-old bones at this point?
Actually, it's remarkable. It's much better than it was just a few years ago. In 2003, they did exhume 100 guys from the Oklahoma, and they're only able to identify five. But starting the next few weeks, they're going to start pulling out these remains. Hopefully, they'll have them all out within 6 months, and they hope to have all the identifications done within 5 years. They're looking for about a 60% success rate. It's remarkable. They have good medical and dental records from the men who are on the ship, the sailors and Marines, and they also have a remarkably high level of DNA evidence from surviving members of the families.
Wow, incredible when you think about it, more than 70 years later. The world's Chris Wolf on our history desk. Thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.